All right, we're talking about voice leading on the middle set of strings for 1-6-2-5s in jazz, all right? And what I've done is given you a way of doing all 16 voicings in a row so that you could see the connection between them, all right? We're not going to do it like this in real life because, first of all, you're not going to have a progression that goes, you know, 1-6-2-5, 1-6-2-5, 1-6-2-5, over and over and over with nothing else. Well, occasionally you have songs like that. But even then, you're certainly not going to keep going down, 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 down the fretboard. You're going to want to stay relatively in one area, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But the first thing is I'm going to show you, I'm going to lead you through all 16 voicings, one to the next, and you never change more than sort of two notes, all right? We're going to start in the key of, let's say, let's say the key of A, all right? I want you to go to 12th fret, and we're going to play this diagram, the very first diagram up there, all right? So the 1-6-2-5 in the key of A is A major, and then the sixth chord is F sharp minor. That's the second chord on the sheet. If you move one, right, two fingers to match, and I circled where the root is. So on the first diagram, I circled where the A was. On the next diagram, I circled where the F sharp minor was. Now, of course, I didn't write key of A, because you could do this in any key. I arbitrarily picked the key of A. So that's your sixth chord. And then your two chord, oh, and by the way, notice only one note changed, right? Your fingers changed, fingering looks different, two fingers change, but only one note changed. So only one note changes from the major 7 to the 6th chord. When you get to the 2 chord, two notes change. And that's the 2 chord in the key of A is B minor. So if you look at diagram number 3, going down the sheet, it looks like that, and your B is on top, so I circled that. And then the next chord is, the 5 chord is E7, and there I circled the E. So no questions up to that point, right?
Nope.
Oops. So we got A major, 12th fret. That in and of itself should be a thing to practice. You should practice that over and over. It sounds like a Christmas song, you know? It's like you're waiting for Santa Claus to come in, you know? I don't know. You know? Better not pout, whatever. Alright? Okay. Good. So, then we go from E7, the fourth diagram, to the fifth diagram, which is back to A major 7, but now in a totally different voicing from where we started. You take the E7, you leave fingers one where it is, and you rearrange everything else. And now you've got an A major 7 with A on top. You see that? That's the fifth diagram down at the bottom, first hand column at the bottom. Right? See that? Does that make sense? The A is on top. Now we're going to go from there. A major 7 to F sharp minor 7. You take the root down whole step and you got it. Yep. And I circle the F sharp, which is now in the bass. Okay. Then B minor 7. In this case, there are two notes the same, but the fingering looks completely different. Notice that the highest and lowest notes are the same, from the F sharp minor to the B minor. But the fingering looks totally different. So it doesn't really look like smooth voice leading, but it is. Because look at the third string goes down a whole step, the fourth string goes down a whole step, the other two stay exactly the same. And then last, after the B minor 7 is E7, you're already there. Good. So that could be a thing to practice on Twitter. You know, do that over and over when you go home.
Yeah, this is exactly what I was searching for on my phone, was a way of timing altogether.
This is great. I'm glad that... All right. So now you can go to... Exactly, good. Right? Yeah. And then now when you get from E7, the right side of the page, third diagram, down, you can go to A major 7, the right side of the page, fourth diagram down.
We're going this way, and then
we're going down, and then to the second column down.
Okay, so that's the last chord.
So that's E7, the right hand column, and the third diagram down to the fourth diagram. So the top note, pinky, stays where it is. The other notes shift. But you're playing E major 7. Play E7. Good. Good. There you go. Okay, good. And now we got this 1-6-2-5. So A major 7 to F sharp minor. And then you go to page 2, the second page. Everything continues. You leave pinky where it is and you switch to the B minor. Right. And now you're ready for you're at the B minor. Sorry. Where are we again? Yes, we're at the B minor.
Wait, no, I'm not there yet.
Now, I don't think the fret on the diagrams, I don't think the fret I don't think the frets, like, I see this as 5th fret, not 4th fret, so you can't go by that. Go by the shape.
Familiar.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So.
I was afraid I was going to run out of room, so I didn't do the frets, literally. Yes. Correct. And that's, you got to the second page, second diagram down.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect. That's your E7 with the root on top. So that in of itself is a 2-5-1 you could practice, like... Actually, it sounds like New York. Starts spreading the new. Right. Awesome. Now we go from E7 to A major 7, the second and third diagrams on the. Except the roots are in the wrong place, like I explained before. We got A major 7. Good. Good. And then we got F sharp minor 7. Yup. That's here. The fourth diagram down. There's our F sharp note on the fourth string. Like, do you know where the roots are when you're playing these?
Not well enough.
So you should use this diagram to reinforce where the roots are.
Yeah.
You know. And then E7.
The roots of the chord.
Yes. Yeah. E7. Wait, I'm sorry. We got A major 7 and F sharp minor. Now B minor. Yep, and then B minor. And now we got E7. Down one fret. Good. So that's a 1-6-2-5 to practice right there. That's a hand stretcher right there. Good practice. And then that takes us back home. If you go from E7 to A major 7, where you use an open string, so do E7 at fret 1, down one fret, to A major 7, you now have an open A string. But it looks like the very first chord you started at the 12th fret. Except now the one fret is open. That's this. Why did I put that last diagram in parentheses? Because that's where we started.
Right.
You've now completed all 16 shapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the cool thing, let me just summarize. Any set of 4 of those in a row can be practiced. Either 1-6-2-5s or 2-5-1-6s. We didn't do that part yet. We're going to do it now. But let me just review what we did so far. We took the first 4 diagrams. Practice that over and over. Take the next 4 diagrams. And then the next 4 diagrams starting at the one chord, the second column, 4th diagram down. Going into page 2. All those can be practiced and should be practiced in different keys. You know what key you're in. And then last but not least, the fourth set, you know. Okay, that's 1-6-2-5. You can also take 2-5-1-6s. Mm-hmm. You do not have to start at the first diagram. Suppose we start at the third diagram, the 2 chord. This is 2-5-1-6. Mm-hmm. All right? So we're going to start here at B minor, for example.
B minor.
With the B on top, we're at the third diagram down, first page, left-hand column. The B is on top. So B is at the 12th string, 12th fret of the second string. Yep, just look right here. Right? And we got that to E7 to A major 7 to F to the first diagram of the right hand column of page 1. And that could be practiced as a thing. So 2-5-1-6. This is cool, and then continue like that. You know, you've now done 2-5-1-6. Now you're going to start on the second diagram on the left, on the right-hand column of the first page, and so it'll be B minor. See if you can find where that B minor is. This B minor, the second diagram on the right-hand side of page 1.
I have trouble visualizing those.
So let's do it.
Okay.
The B is the root.
Jump all the way down to there?
Yes.
So the last place you were was?
Correct. It all like that.
Yep, I got that.
And go through those four.
Yeah, that's excellent. This is exactly what I needed.
In fact, the very last set of them. Let me just jump ahead here. When you get to the very end of page 2, not including the parentheses one, you'll have the 2 here, of the 5 here, all the way at the end, and then you got to jump back to page 1.
Oh yeah.